Nafeches Amad Aleph. The first Rashi is actually connected to the previous daf. It goes to exile. Because he doesn't see. That's what we need. A reason. The reason we need to include him is Mishu below Roy is a person who doesn't see. Below Yes, I. And it's not seen with the eye. The law Omer mixes Yidia, Bechlal Yidia, because we do not say that a partial knowledge is considered knowledge. The name and say the whole mixes Yidia, La Bechlal Yidia. And then we would think to say that since a partial knowledge is not considered knowledge, he shouldn't have to go to exile. Therefore, we need the inclusionary drasha of the pasuk, the chayav galus, to obligate the blind person in galus. And we have a contradiction now in statements of Remeir. The Kamar Rabbi Meir and the Mishnah Rabbi Meir says mixes idea b'chal idea. A partial knowledge is called knowledge. Therefore, he can't annul it. And here he's saying, we don't say that partial knowledge is called knowledge, and therefore we need a drasha to include it. By the murderer, it's not machlokes on whether or not partial knowledge is considered knowledge. They're inferring from the language of the pasuk. Anyone who's able to go into a forest gets exiled. That implies even a blind person. Plus the below ra'is, there we have the pasuk of lo ra'is, the lo itzach, it's not necessary. Just like he'll be included from the pasuk of lo ra'is, so he goes to be included from the pasuk of yar, v'havi ribu achar ribui. And that's an inclusionary drasha after inclusionary drasha, v'aim ribu achar ribui el lamayit. In such a case, when inclusionary word after another one is only coming to exclude. Therefore, the word below Rois is going to exclude a blind person. Called the Bar Meida, who? Clearly means to say, Kol Sheish Lo Yidia, anyone has knowledge, Kishazarek, Evan Lehechem No Fellas, when he throws a stone, where it's going to go. That's what his knowledge is. Basuma La Bar Meida, who? And the blind person doesn't know. Vimarta below Rois Prat Lasuma, the Ainu Gola doesn't go to Golas, having Meida Kermit, and you have an exclusionary Joshua after an exclusionary Joshua. Mabli Das, U below Rois. You have both blue grass and blue rice. They meet achermiyat el rabbis, and an exclusionary verse after an exclusionary verse only comes to include. Therefore, the word below rice comes and includes a blind person. Gemara the Gemara. Lo shanu the yachol litin law that he can give to her afagav to whom muder hano mimenu. Even though he took a net and had to give hando to the son-in-law, Elad Amar Lo, it must be that he says to her, "Binyan Zed this way." And the Chavrushes for him, Elo Masha Atnois is from the son of Sosopich. You don't have any rights to the money except for that which you're going to put into your mouth. They gave him the Amar Lahochi since he said that Lo Kana Bal, the husband doesn't acquire it. Yochel Lahenus for him, and she can get benefit from it. To Michelle, and even the husband can get benefit from it. Why did Michelle Ishto Hu Oichel? Because he's eating from his wife's property. Even though he says to her, your husband doesn't have any rights to them, it's as if the husband acquires straight from the father, because the hand of the woman, the acquisition rights of the woman, is like the hand of the husband. It's as if he gave it to his son-in-law, because he allowed his daughter to do whatever she wanted with it, and the husband's usher in them. We don't say that the wife's hand is like the husband's hand. Kemat also a hush shmeitzer derab. The Matarits and Mastisin, they answered the mission of the Yad Ishakiyad Baila that said that the wife's hand is like the husband's hand. Here we married Amr Ba'alma that says normally the Yad Ishakiyad Baila, the wife's hand is the same as the husband's hand. Reminu, case of Mishnah, from Mimsechas Erevin, this is Mimsechas Erevin, it's not Mastisin Rabbi Meir. It's not Mishnah and that, it's not Mishnah's Rabbi Meir. Amr Rabbi, the Afakab, the Amr Rabbi Meir Ba'alma, normally the Yad Ishakiyad Baila, the wife's hand is like the husband's hand, the commission also Lachasul, that means as if he gave it to his son-in-law. Moedir Ramir, in Yishitov, the came in the Blaschus Acherim, who Miyad Bailo Zachi. The claim means to say, came in the Baal, since the husband died to Havi Lazakus Lacherim, Ali de Ishto, he wants to transfer the rights and ownership to others through his wife. Nami Yotzit Miyad Bailo, it does leave the husband's hand. But in the Rishus Behem Klumi, doesn't have any rights to it. The Ahachi Mzakalahu Al Yoda, therefore he can make it transfer to them through her. But normally, going to Yom Matanul Ishul, he's giving a gift to his wife. Emelecha will tell you the Yad Ishuk Yad Bailo, that the hand of the wife is like the hand of the husband. Elo Shizachin, Kamishit by Shit Mavoy, by the combining of the courtyards in the alleyway of the Erev, Kamari, we're talking about Shemazaka Mishalo, the Kobane Mobley, that he is transferring rights to something that is his to everyone else in the alley. So they've already left his jurisdiction, but not through his son and daughter who are minors, because their hand is like his hand, so to not through his wife. What we see from here, even with regard to the shittuf of the alleyways, the combining of the courtyards in the alleyway, we say the wife's hand is like the husband's hand. Earlier, the comment that said that you're able to transfer the ownership and the rights to everyone else in the alleyway through his wife. That woman has she in chaser sukukul lebailo, and this courtyard is not connected to the husband. The migul is zachil and nafsha, since she is, we have a migul that since she's acquiring on her behalf of herself, lahu chaser. For that courtyard, Zachi Nami Lachrini, as a shittuf, she can also acquire on behalf of others the shittuf of the company for the alleyway. Masis in the Mishnah, Benedar Amanda Begusha Ketzad, the Ezeinian Amar Krosh, Benedar Amanda Begusha Yukomalah. When does the Pasuk say that the widow and the divorcee's neder stays an effect on her? Amar Harini in the Zir Lachashul Shemiyam, Beshash Nadar Hayas Amanda Begusha, and the time that she took the neder, she was a widow or a divorcee. Afbishanisis, Besochlaminyam, Kaidim Sheyichla, and Neder Allah, before the neder takes effect on her, Bikul Mamer, and you had reason to say, since the nether hasn't taken effect on her yet, the husband can annul it. I feel even so, the husband cannot annul the vow. The Basar Amira, as we go after when she said and verbalized the nether, and therefore it's a nether before the husband came into the picture. And the husband doesn't have rights to annul that which nether that happened before he came into the picture and got